Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
Do you believe that she was punished for her actions? That's the question we asked this morning.
It's always yes. The answer is always yes. What?
You think so? You yes. believe that this person was punished for their actions this
yes.
morning? Okay. Antoine, that is the voice of yes right there. He says there is no doubt this person was punished for
None.
Their actions.
Correct.
He's here on the thing. I am Zach.
Punished.
I am here. Monica Brooks, you hear her saying punish. She is the she
mm-hmm.
in this conversation. So you believe she was punished for
yes.
the things, the way she acted?
Yes, and I don't even know all the details off the top of my head, but
yeah.
I feel like, yeah, she got what she deserved.
I don't believe she did. I don't believe so, Antoine.
What? Did I
what?
Do?
Because she continues to flagrantly do this certain thing, and she never gets punished for it. And I have been waiting for years for you, Monica, to get punished for riding
Uh-oh.
On E, fumes, no gas, just an empty tin can rattling around inside your gas tank. And yesterday, I believe Monica was on extreme E. Is that capital E?
Yeah, it's low.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it coughed a
That's
little bit. I was
E!
Like, oh no.
So were you punished? That's the question.
I mean, I made it home. I went to the yep. gym and got coffee this morning.
Nope.
So. Still, you got coffee this morning.
That's, yeah.
I was wrong.
Wait.
You didn't put gas. There's still no gas in your car. Like
there's still no gas.
To this moment right now?
Right now.
Why are you you? That's the question.
You know what? It's not even that. That is not the question, Antoine, because this falls under the don't hate the player, hate the game.
Okay.
So you can't say to Monica, why are you you? You have to say, why have we allowed you to be you?
That's true.
Right, because we've created this
oh,
monster.
It.
And
that's
by we,
true.
I mean society, and I mean the fact that I'm sorry, but E should mean E. Okay? When you're on E, you're E.
Yeah.
But it's never.
It doesn't.
So we've created this false sense of security where there are people just sputtering around town. I'm just mm-hmm. saying because I've had this conversation with Monica for so many years and then people text
yep.
in to 52353 to weigh in. 85% of these people are women that are coughing along on E. You know that,
well,
right, Monica?
Well,
you've
yeah,
seen the same
okay,
history.
Okay.
Yeah, and they don't get punished because they have this false sense of security that even though it says E, oh, that really means you get another 20 miles or 50 miles
uh-huh.
or whatever
they call it,
it
what, the security tank, you know, or something. You know, there's some kind of secret tank.
I am
the
going
tank.
To poke a hole in the security tank. That is my goal.
I just decided what I'm going to do.
Okay,
I
please.
Just decided what I'm going to do.
Do tell.
I'm going to go slash her tires. Because
what?
If she's not going to run out of gas, like she has to be taught a lesson. So the lesson that we can teach Monica is that when your gas tank says you're on E, even if there is that security tank, you can't drive on those tires.
Some level of E
yeah,
will happen.
At some point, you can't move. When your car gets on E,
what the heck?
It's undrivable. Like that's what I'm going to do
oh,
now.
Oh, no.
That's a very
you know,
vicious
this morning,
way to
I drove by. I drove by the gas station. Mm-hmm. I looked at it. I was like, no.
How do you drive
by? I went out last night, and I drove last night, and I was like, I need gas. Nope.
I looked at my gas tank and saw that I was right under half a tank, and I'm like, all right, let me start planning out
yeah.
when I'm going to get gas. Am I going to? Is it going to be in the morning? Is it going to be after the show? Like, I'm already planning it out
oh,
right
I know.
Now.
Antoine, I noticed this morning that I'm approaching a quarter tank, or as I like to call it, E.
Yes.
I got to go get gas and take care of this. The concept of having no gas and wondering if you have enough, and then driving past gas stations, I don't understand that rush. I don't get it.
No. And I jumped out of a plane, and I don't understand that rush
mm-hmm.
of driving past a gas station when you don't have gas.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I would rather jump out of a plane.
You're playing with fire. You are playing with fire. It's unnecessary.
I am. Yeah, so today, I have to get gas today.
Do you? Who knows? Maybe, you know what? Maybe here's what it is. We've been lied to by the oil industry and car manufacturers for years now. There is no E. The car doesn't even need gas.
Stop
just,
it.
When we put There's gas no in, e. it just leaks through.
Right,
like,
it does.
Actually, it's not there.
Because you know, every single time you drive your car, and this is just about every car, no matter how nice your car is,
uh-huh.
it always is dripping. You guys always notice? And they always
yes.
say, oh yeah, that's yeah. the condensation from the engine or the
blah,
air
blah,
conditioning
blah.
Or the blah, blah, blah. It's actually the gas leaking out because you don't need it.
It's just
that's
leaking
what
out slowly.
Is.
We've been lied to.
We have been lied to.
No. Zach and I've been lied to. You didn't listen in the first place. You can't be lied to if you don't pay attention.
I know, but it's no fair because then she gets to go past the line. We're the only ones that have been lied to. Yep, I think that's what it is. Cars don't actually run on gas. They run on magic, and we didn't even know it until now because nobody actually runs out of gas. Text in 52353. If you've run out of gas and you're on the side of the road right now, we will not come help you.
That's something Monica would do. That's something Monica would do. With no gas in her car, like, volunteer to go pick somebody up, even though she has. She would go through extra trips just to spit in the face.
And I would say that even if you think you've run out of gas, we have no proof that that's the exact reason as to why your car is stopped.
Maybe
the alarm goes off and it goes to the government and they turn your car off because they know you need to go get more gas to fuel the oil company.
They hit a button.
Right. They hit a button. They shut you down.
Yeah.
Start the morning with conspiracy. I like it.
I'm okay with that.
What's coming up with the diamond of the day? What do we got?
She told her bestie, she said, "You can't be my maid of honor." Why?
Ooh, you're my bestie, but not no more. All right, we'll roll into that. Also, this is cool. They did a list of just random things in just about all of our lives that are awkward. These just random little awkward moments, and I think we will totally agree on all of them. We will do that, and the Scoopla Thang is on. Hey!
Before you go.
I mean, best friend should be your maid of honor, but this bride says nuh-uh.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, her best friend, been friends for years, childhood friends. And she said her bestie moved away and they still managed to stay in contact. But, you know, now she's planning for the wedding and she's picking out her bridesmaids. Bestie should be the maid of honor. But she says no.
No.
Because she has, the reason being, because she has a cavity on her front tooth.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Like a cavity.
And she doesn't want that. Yeah, she has a big cavity on her front tooth and she doesn't want her bestie, you know, would be her maid of honor in the pictures.
Okay,
like
and so Anton, you say you agree because the pictures are ugly?
Yeah, because of the pictures. Because you think about it, like when you get married, for the most part, you spend a lot of money on the photographer and the pictures, and those are the pictures that you share on social media, that you hang up, blah, blah, blah. You're not paying for your bridesmaid versus your maid of honor. Like, just slide her to the back. Just slide her to the back. It's okay.
Well, could you Photoshop her tooth?
We ain't got time for that. That's another $48. I ain't got time for that.
I'm very confused, though, on why this person didn't do what I would call, I guess, real-life Photoshop in this situation, because usually if you have a cavity in a visible place, there is invisible filling you can get. Okay, it's tooth-colored. Yeah. And really, why it's not all tooth-colored is bullcrap at this point. I don't understand why that should be extra. We're paying enough as it is to go to the dentist. They shouldn't fill your mouth full of black things. There is no reason for that.
But, did you want the one that looks better? Well, you have to pay extra for that.
Why should I have to pay extra for that?
That should be the default. It should be the default.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's as if we came in here and said, okay, you know what? Today we are going to deliver a sucky show. If you would like the funny version, give us a dollar. If you give us a dollar, we'll be funny. But if not, I'm just
the regular one.
Yep, forget it.
No, I want my teeth to look like 101 Dalmatians, so please do not give me the extra.
It's ridiculous.
Well, the bride, she did post it on social media, of course, and people gave advice, and someone said, can't she just, you know,
Photoshop.
Smile with her mouth closed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, can she just do that?
Well, no, because I think it shows a lack of responsibility in a maid of honor.
A poor
judgment. Like, you should have asked for that fill-in to be filled in with, like, no, you don't deserve this opportunity to stand by my side.
And I understand it. Again, it's more expensive and money was maybe an issue. But to me, I think, okay, you know what? I'll eat ramen noodles for a week so I don't have to have a black mark on the front of my tooth for the rest of my life.
The bride made the right decision.
But again, I blame the dentist. I mean, how dare they? How dare they even put that on there? On the front tooth, it should be mandatory, and it doesn't cost extra. It's just there. Maybe in the back teeth, you got to pay extra, but I don't understand why they can provide a less-than-quality service and say, oh, well, if you want the good stuff, you got to pay, you know, more.
A little extra, yeah.
And Monica, you could probably speak to this. I think, and Zach, I mean, you're married, too. I think there are some petty reasons when you pick your best man or your maid of honor. Everything's not just because I've known you the longest and you've been my friend the longest. Sometimes it's You look the best in pictures. You throw the best party. I could trust you to give a speech. Like there, right.
Your breath is weird. Move further down the line.
There are petty reasons.
Yeah. Hey, it's your day, man, uh-huh. as they say. And you know what? If you're throwing
it's your big day. Yeah.
If you're throwing a $15,000 house party, I think you can make rules. If
yes.
you were throwing a party at your house and you were spending $15,000 on that party, you could make demands like dress code, and none of your friends would say mm-hmm. anything. But suddenly at the wedding, how dare they? Where's my free food? Yeah.
See. Yeah. Just saying, you should be able to make these decisions.
Yep, out you go, Toothy. See you later. Coming up next, I'm going to throw a big party in Flavortown because that's where I live now. I'll explain. Oh, man, look at us doing things over here.
Being productive?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, there was a question mark at the end of that.
Doing things. We're talking about this bride dusting off her bridesmaid because she got some big old cavity on her front tooth and, you know, big ugly filling. Now, Sarah in Christiansburg texts in 52353, and she says they didn't say filling. They said cavity. But cavities you can't actually see,
yeah,
right?
It has to be the filling or something.
Now, well,
if it's on the front tooth, I don't know.
Yeah, they're usually they're like microscopic, though.
Yeah, they have to, yeah.
Now, if it is a giant cavernous sinkhole in her mouth, then all the more reason that she can't be your bridesmaid. There is no.
So you're saying no to the no-no.
Yeah, no to the no-no. Also no to the no-no for me when it comes to not having gas in my car. Told you, quarter of a tank. I'm good. I'll go get gas.
Yeah, and I'm already planning it out. Like, right when you get around half a tank, you're like, all right, on Thursday, I need to go get some gas.
But then I've realized I do believe we are victims of a conspiracy. That is what's going on here. Because what I've decided is, because no one ever seems to run out of gas, Monica never runs out of gas. She drives around on E for days. And now I've decided cars don't actually run on gas. This is just a conspiracy. We've all been driving electric cars for years. We had no idea. We had no clue. And yet here we are. It's an oil industry thing. That's exactly what it is. Yes.
So we know that Monica will test this theory out. Mm-hmm. Will you test it out, Zach?
Are you insane?
Are you saying that you'll be the one to run out of gas?
No, I told you. It's because the government controls your car and they shut it down. So they'll definitely teach me a lesson. The second my car even whiffs near E, I have no reserve tank. None of that. No, it'll be gone. See, text 52353. I have run out of gas and my gas gauge read a quarter tank. So my quarter tank really is E. See, again, the person just turned the switch off.
Yeah, they just hit the button. I told you one day I was driving and I didn't have wipes, so I didn't want to stop to get gas. Mm-hmm. But my car was on E. But then when it got to E, it then shot up a little bit to right underneath quarter of a tank. So I was like, oh. Uh-huh. Is this the reserve? You're not going to trick me.
Yeah, it was Carl who was operating the tank that day. He felt bad for you because he saw through your government cam that you didn't have any wipes. And he was like, oh, man, Antoine's just, he was trying to be a good guy. So he went bloop, bloop, and he went like that. And your
filled it up a little bit.
Your gas went up just a little bit.
Shout out to you, Carl.
Yeah, see, because this is the ridiculous thing. This person is, my vehicle says E, 0 miles to fill up. So I go fill it up, and it takes 16 gallons to fill it. The tank capacity in her car is 19 gallons. So that's 3 extra gallons. That is way too much. That is way too much to give to somebody.
It makes you irresponsible.
Well, no, it's not.
It makes you irresponsible.
Right. No, it makes Monica. You Monica. Yeah, it makes you you.
That's all right.
That's what we determined. And so then here we are. Now, 10. How about 10? You can have 10. When it hits 0, you really get 10. But again, to me, 0 should just mean 0.
0 should mean 0.
Right. So if it says 10, then I know I have 10. No. I got to do this stupid thing again. But you know what? When I live in Flavortown, everyone has to get gas. That's what I've decided.
It's a new law.
Yep. In Flavortown, E means E. And yes, that's right. Even though despite years of hating on Guy Fieri, I think I am a giant hypocrite now. And I've been binge watching Guy's grocery games. And it's my new joy.
So you typically don't even enjoy cooking shows, but now you're enjoying Guy Fieri's.
I watched 3 episodes of it yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Flavortown, is that where you live now?
I am starting to realize, Antoine, that I am at the very least going to have to get an Airbnb in Flavortown and hang out a little bit.
Oh, you're crushing.
I know.
Antoine, if he walks in the studio with blonde hair that's spiky, let me know.
With a visor.
Yep. I need a
visor cap on.
Tell you what, when we get to, I'm going to start serving everybody food on a flip-flop. It's so good, you can eat off a flip-flop. Welcome to Flavortown. Oh. If I start putting my sunglasses on the back of my head, Antoine, I give you permission to hit me so hard they fall off.
Everybody in Flavortown wears them that way, too.
Well, I'm going to take a picture.
It's okay.
And then I'm going to knock them off.
Text 52353. I'm with Miss Monica. I always wait to the point to where the gauge reads below the 0 mark, and I've never run out of gas. Antoine, go slash their tires.
Yep,
go,
that's just another one.
No!
Put them on the list.
It's a new rule. You hit E, I slash your tire. Mm-hmm. That car is not moving.
And we're not really doing anything wrong.
You're doing everything wrong. You know. And I don't know why it bothers me so much, but it does.
Because
I don't know why.
At some point, that button's going to get hit. That car is going to break down. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be a phone call from somebody. Maybe not Monica. Maybe not this texter. But somebody's going to call you and ask for help because they were irresponsible.
I don't even think
I need some gas.
Antoine, that won't happen because at least in that scenario, I would have the benefit of the I told you so. And I don't think the universe is going to give me that. What's going to happen instead is the one time I decide to take my car to the zero to see if it's really zero, mine will really be zero. And then I'll be the one.
You need to call me.
Yep.
And I'll be the only one that answers the phone.
Oh, that would be so annoying. Yep. Oh, that would be the worst.
And then she'll have to come pick me up. And when she does, she'll pick me up. She'll have no gas. And it'll be the first time Monica ever runs out of gas when I'm with her. Trapped.
Okay. I see the bright side of this. Oh, I don't mind it because then everybody learns a lesson.
It doesn't involve you. That's
exactly.
What it is.
Exactly. I'm okay with this scenario.
Yeah, well, you got a big hair on the top of your hat and it's distracting me right now. So there you go. Coming up in the scoop, I just forgot to tell you. See, awkward moment when I have to tell you. I think it's an awkward moment when two men are talking to one another and I have to tell you, Antoine, and this is not the case right now, but if you had, say, a piece of spinach on your tooth.
Yeah.
For me to have to tell you that is sort of a thank you for the heads up. Why were you looking at my mouth? Awkward. Definitely
what? You think
awkward.
So?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's not on the list, but we have the list of awkward moments that we all share.
K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
These are definitely, I think we can all agree these feel odd, no matter who you are.
I want to hear them. I want to hear these.
Okay. Like, I would agree with number one on this list, and these are just odd little moments that are weirdly awkward for everyone. Like I pointed out a minute ago, I think me having to tell Antoine, hey, you have something on your teeth. It's just, why did I notice?
Yeah.
Another one for men is if I notice your fly is down. I really don't even want to tell you that. Because why did I notice in the first place?
See, now that one I don't feel, neither one of them really, but the fly, because like I'm checking out like people's outfits.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah,
there you go. Mm-hmm. I'm checking out people's outfits. I want to see how the pants and the shoes and the hat and the shirt and all that. I want to see how that all comes together.
Whatever you got to tell yourself.
I'm going to notice
things
like that.
That's okay. Because I remember working at Target and I had on my khaki pants and a customer walked by and was like, to ask me a question about something. And I had my hands in my pockets and my fly was down. So I was almost like opening the zipper.
Mm-hmm. Like
and yeah, talking to him.
You were showing.
And he was like, he's like, your zipper.
He's like, look, I don't want to be a pervert, but I mean, this is practically in my face. I can't.
You were a concierge of that.
Exactly. I got to tell you.
Number one on this list is watching everybody around you sing happy birthday to you.
That's awkward.
See?
That's really awkward. That's really...
Just like...
100%. Do you sing along? Do you dance? Do you make eye contact with every person?
Should they be looking
at
me?
You look at the cake is what you do.
Yeah, that's what I do. I look at the cake because I feel like looking at the person is just like you're at the zoo. Yeah, you just feel on display.
You just kind of do a little shimmy and you look at the cake.
Mm-hmm. I told you, all of these are awkward.
That's awkward, yeah.
Here's another one. So think about if you ever go bowling.
Okay,
so you bowl... And then your turn is over, and you have to turn and walk back to just everybody else.
I did see that one. Someone talked about that. They were like, have you ever felt awkward doing that? I'm like,
Especially because, let's be realistic here. We all suck at bowling. So maybe a strike, you're like, woo! But even that, you go, woo! And you think, all right, this is awkward.
And see, that situation, you're supposed to help out your fellow bowler. So as soon as that person is done, when they're turning around, you should already, the next bowler should already be getting up to go up and high five them or be like, hey, good. Like, create some interaction.
Distraction,
so
yes.
It's not that boring.
Oh, I'll wait. I'll watch.
Just sit there and watch. This one says, when the cashier at the grocery store says, I can help the next person, but you're still there, like putting your change in or getting your bag. So it's just kind of, they're already up in your business. Definitely a little bit awkward. Walking to the car when someone is picking you up.
Yes.
See?
Yeah. Like when they're like at the end of a long sidewalk or whatever.
Even Ubers, they pull up and I'm just like, hello. It just has that weird.
It is. That's an awkward moment.
This is a new one, but absolutely true, is the moment when everyone has said bye on a Zoom call and everyone's still trying to leave the meeting. Like you're trying to say bye and just they're already gone and you just feel like a fool.
All right. See, See, where's the button? Where's the end it for everybody? Yeah.
Right, because you said leave bye meeting? And you can't find it, and you know there's still people just kind of looking at you, and the dog starts barking. Just,
that's funny,
All very awkward. Let's see. This is Antoine. I bet you have gone through this one, the last one on this list, because you were a movie theater guy back in the day when we did those things. The person taking the tickets at the movie says, enjoy your movie, and you instinctively say, you too.
I say it all the time. I say it all the time. I say it at the movie theater. I said it when I went out to eat. Enjoy your meal. You too. You're not eating. Never mind. I can't help it. I cannot help it.
Yep. I've done it here before where someone's like, I was going on vacation. Enjoy your vacation. I said, you too. Oh, wait, you're still here. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, awkward. So if you have an awkward moment, you want to text in to 52353, just a tiny little moment, you can do that. Backwards game is next. Tomorrow is National Senior Citizens Day.
Oh, sweaty.
Yep. Mm. So it's Talk Like an Old Person Day. We're going to do that next. Backwards game on the thing.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
We go backwards in the game, Antoine versus Monica, and today it's all about you old people, the elders out there.
Oh yes, that's me, sonny.
Yes, that's right, Monica. Do you look forward to being?
She's like, oh, that means that means I should do one too.
Wait, is that your old? What's your old voice?
Can you give me a popsicle?
Oh yes, I love that voice. Such a classic voice.
A little whistle.
Such a classic voice.
Monica's. It's the
cash code.
The cash code.
It's the cash code voice. I want that lady in different places. Like we have her asking for the cash code. I want her in the self checkout line. I want her picking up some clothes from the cleaners. I want her in a bunch of different places now.
I think so, too. Yeah, can we have a segment that's called The Adventures of Old Lady Monica?
Yeah, and where she is that day.
Yeah.
And you can just record myself going places and just raise my mask.
Or you can call people and mess with them, too. If you want to just call people and mess with them, sort of like a birthday scam, but it's just The Adventures of Old Lady Monica.
I would love it.
Oh, my God, I wouldn't.
I might try that, yeah.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, I always have to play the clip because it's just hilarious. So it was when we were doing the, I don't know, some kind contest with a cash code. I forget.
10K payday.
That one. I knew Antoine would know because he knows things and I don't.
You had to get a word every hour to win the money.
And so Monica, while in the same room as Freddie Mac, hides under the table in here and calls him because people had always called to ask for the cash code. Oh, I just missed it. I'm sorry. I blinked for 1 second. Could I please have the cash code? And here she is.
Hello. I was at the laundromat and somebody took my underwear. The cash code?
Oh my gosh. Yo, you are so wild.
I love it.
I don't hear Monica's voice at all. I don't
so
hear
good.
It. Like that. Her voice is completely
The Adventures of Old Lady Monica. I got to write this down. Or it's a bit called What's the Cash Code? I don't know why, even though it has nothing to do with it. Yeah, Old Lady Monica. I know you think it's ridiculous. I have to write this down, but I will forget it in the next 9 minutes if I don't. So backwards game now. Tomorrow's National Senior Citizens Day. So it's all things that old people would say. So old people phrases, the kind of things you would hear, like my grandmother used to yell at me for this one all the time. This will be our first round.
Feet off the Davenport.
Feet off the Davenport. I don't know why. My grandmother did not sound like the queen.
Feet off the Davenport?
Do you know what a Davenport is?
I do not.
Monica, do you know what a Davenport is?
Well, a little table, right?
No.
It sounds like a piece of furniture in the living room that I couldn't go in.
Well, you were sort of correct, but in my grandparents' house, the Davenport is the couch. That's what they called it. The Davenport.
Oh, the Davenport.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. I never heard that before.
I don't know where that came from.
Yep. I like it, though.
The
like
Davenport. It sounds fancy. It is. I mean, get your feet off the couch, and your kids are like, what? It's the couch. It's where I'm supposed to be. The Davenport sounds
jumping on the Davenport.
It sounds like something the queen would own.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, so get off the queen's Davenport. By the way, if you would like to win passes to Walmart's Drive-In Theater, which is next week, Clearbrook Village location on Wednesday, they're doing Wonder Woman screenings. It's sold out or full, so this is your only way to win. Text in now to 52353. Let us know who you think is going to win this game. Is it going to be Old Lady Monica or is it going to be Old Man Antoine?
Oh, yes.
Is that your old man voice?
It's one of them. It's one of them.
That's your old man voice? Really?
It's one of them.
That's your cute old man, really.
I know. Just pat me on my head and touch my bottom and send me on my way.
Because mine is more, and you'll hear it here in round two, is in my
Friday. It's that's my.
I have a breathy one too, but I gotta practice.
Okay,
that one.
So it's Antoine, it's Monica in the game. Three different phrases. Like I said, round one is
feet off the Davenport.
Feet off the Davenport. We'll let old lady Monica go first today in the game. Okay. So Antoine will go to the soundproof chamber. You're gonna hear it backwards two times, and then you try to talk it all backwards, and we see what it sounds like. Here we go. Time one, feet off the Davenport is...
Snow never not fall, Steve.
A little bit longer, but here we go. A second time.
Snow never not fall, Steve.
Snow never flow, flow, Steve.
I like it. I like it. It sounds like some sort of character in Star Wars that's delivering some sort of message to somebody else. But it was good. We'll see what it sounds like when we flip it around. Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber. Welcome back, old man.
Hey, I'm back.
It changes every time.
It does.
There's no consistency.
Relax over there.
You be quiet. You go work on your segment. What's the cash code? All right. You're going to hear feet off the Davenport two times. Here it is.
Snow never is not fall, Steve.
Time two.
Snow never is not fall, Steve.
Snow never fall, Steve.
I like it. I like it. I think I liked both of them.
Something there.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. Do either of your elders have some phrase like Davenport? It's that word that just, it's an old person word. My grandmother was big on slacks, too. Always wearing slacks. There's no pants. Dungarees, too. Not jeans. Dungarees.
I'm sure they exist. I'd have to think about it for a second. Oh, yeah, definitely britches. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of britches.
Britches. That was definitely
pants. Hike up your britches. Yeah.
I was always very confused in my grandparents' house, too, because there was dinner, but there was also supper. And I forget which one was the lunch one, but one of them was the lunch one. And it wasn't lunch. It was, we're going to have dinner. But dinner was at like 1. But supper was different. Supper was like 6 or 7 o'clock. You had to know the difference. And I feel like they're backward. Now
that's
I can't
confusing.
Remember. Yeah, was it sipper? Sipper.
Sipper.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It was sinner is what it was.
It was, you know what, Antoine? I was the sinner. I was told that all the time by my grandmother. Okay, so here we go. Where
I, like
the,
it.
I think Antoine's is right here. All right, let me isolate his so we can go ahead and play the game. We are listening for Feet Off the Davenport. Monica brought us this adorable little gem.
Snow never flow, flow, feet.
Yeah, it's like a character in some mystery movie where you have to flip them backwards to hear what the message is. Like, you will be killed, something like that. Let's reverse it. We are listening for Feet Off the Davenport, and we get...
Feet full, full, Davenports.
I like it.
All right. There was stuff.
Yep, there was stuff. It was not stuff. Fantastic.
Feet full, full, flaring ones.
But it was decent. It was Run for the Light, Carol Ann, though. A little bit from Poltergeist, which is fine.
Snow devil for dive fish.
Yeah, yours is cute, too. I like them both. Let's see. We're listening for Feet Off the Davenport, and we get...
She's got no further dogs.
I'm going to have to give it to Monica.
Correct.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it was...
She's got no further dogs.
I have no clue.
She needs to stop with all that noise.
She does need to stop. That's what it is. She needs
to stop with all that noise.
No further noise.
Stop with all that noise.
I'm trying to watch Jeopardy.
Yep. Antoine's just yelling up on the porch. Hey, stop all that noise. I'm trying to go to sleep. It's 4:30 in the afternoon. We move now to round two. We'll go to the angry old man that demands this.
Where's my newspaper?
Oh, they love their newspaper.
Yes, they do.
I tell you what, they want to read that newspaper. I remember my grandfather had the afternoon edition of the newspaper.
I had a friend, and we would be in the middle of playing video games, and his dad, older gentleman, would come out and make him stop the game just to go next door to get the newspaper and the soda. Like, and I'm like, come on, go get it yourself.
Go next door to steal the newspaper?
No, there's a restaurant right there beside him.
Okay, I was like, go take the neighbor's newspaper.
I thought he was going to the neighbor's, too. I was like, dang.
I ain't paying 25
neighbor
cents.
Want the paper?
Now,
and
Monica.
Get a soda while you're at it.
Yeah, exactly. And steal something out of their fridge. Absolutely. Okay, hey, Monica, go ahead and head to the soundproof chamber, and we'll do Antoine first here with Where's My Newspaper? You will hear it two times backwards. Here's time one. Very angry. Time two.
Herb nip soon yom zim.
Herb net zoom zom zim.
So I don't feel like the content of it is going to be any good, but I liked the delivery of the whole system.
Sometimes the gift can be terrible, but the wrapping paper is great.
Yeah, that is true. So, Monica, I enjoyed Antoine's delivery. I'm not sure how many words he got in this thing.
Not a single one.
Yeah. But the good news for him is round two is fixed. So we'll find out. But Monica, you're going to hear, "Where's my newspaper?" two times backwards. Here's time one. Time two. On the bright side, Antoine, that was worse.
I don't know if I heard anything there either.
I don't think I said anything.
I'm not sure you did either. But you know what? That's okay. And you never know. We say it all the time in this game. Monica delivers a piece of something, and then it ends up being decent. We're listening for Where's My Newspaper? Antoine gave us this. Yes, I liked the tone.
Oh, he's on Zoom.
He is on Zoom.
Yeah.
Yep. I hate Zoom.
Miss Mosmus, Denver.
It's in there.
I heard the paper.
Yeah.
If you were falling asleep, if it was a test, you'd get a C minus. That's a pass.
Hey, C's make degrees.
That's right. Exactly. That's what you would say. Here we go. Monica gave us.
Yes, I suicide you.
Just feels like an F.
It just does.
I don't know. Where's my newspaper?
Please, Jesus, I say.
It's not as bad as I thought it might be.
Please, Jesus, I say.
Antoine, yours was
correct.
Legitimately better. Woo. Not just from being a fixed round. That was legitimate. So this is the official third and final round of the backwards game. We go back to the old ladies and something that I believe is an old lady conspiracy. They do this on purpose. They're a bunch of cheats. They're devious and they're evil. And they try to cut you in line all the time and then play dumb later. And they say things like this.
Oh, is this the line?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know there was a line. Yeah, I just
didn't know.
I stand here for no reason. Yeah, they didn't know. They always know.
All right.
Antoine, head to the soundproof chamber. Monica, you will hear, oh, is this the line? You'll hear it two times backwards. Here's time one.
Yeah, let's see.
Little noise there at the end. Time two is now.
Stop.
I screwed up. I didn't. I forgot to start the thing. So many buttons around here. Okay, I will play it for you again backwards one more time. So here we go, Monica. One final time is. Not great. But that's okay.
No.
Yeah, it's all about the funsies. That's all that matters in the game. Antoine, you will hear it two times.
Okay.
It is, oh, is this the line? They know it's the line. They've spent their entire lives knowing it's the line. But now they think they can get away with murder. Here it is, time one. Time two. I feel like Antoine's was better. It felt better. But we never know until we flip it around. That, my friends, is the mystery of this game.
Yeah.
This is what Monica gave us here.
Never know.
Sound like a little
broken
stuffed
doll.
Animal or something.
Yeah.
You pull the string and the battery's running out and it'll
sound like Annabelle. No.
Oh yeah. If I flip this around and says, I will chop your head off. We're running. We're all getting out of here. Definitely. We're listening for, oh, is this the line?
Oh, what is the line?
It's not bad.
That's
the line.
Not bad. That's not bad.
No idea.
Antoine gave us. We flip it around and we listen for, is this the line? It all comes down to this moment right here, and it is.
Oh, is this the line?
Give me my point.
Correct.
Yeah, you get your points. You get your points. You nailed that one, old lady.
Oh, is this the line?
Oh, sonny, you come over here, sonny. Let me pinch your little cheeks and rub your booty.
Don't touch me, old lady. Get out of here.
Oh, come on over here.
Brand new birthday scam on the way, the anti-American mattress.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Oh, man. Did either of y'all sprain your shoulder patting yourself on the back this morning?
No. But
no.
I would love to.
Well.
It's my favorite kind of injury.
You might as well, because today is National Radio Day.
Woo! Yes, that's right. You have to talk in your National Radio Day voice. So you have to...
There's a radio voice.
Yes.
Well, it just sounds like my voice.
So. No, Monica, you have to have a radio voice. That's every time I see members of my family, hey, say something in your radio voice. And I say, hi.
That's it.
I don't know. Is there another?
No, that's it right there.
But they expect you to say, yes, hello.
And give them something.
Who's got the clams? I'm ready to eat dinner.
Oh, wait, what?
I don't know. So today is National Radio Day. And that was interesting because it was back to 1920. I think it's the first radio thing. And initially, radio was invented as just a one-to-one thing, you know, like the ham radio.
Uh-huh.
And one company said, you know what we should do? We should just like do some stuff that people could listen to. Because there was this one guy that used to play records kind of for his friends on the one-to-one.
Yeah.
And they said, let's get that guy. Get him in here and let's see what happens. And this is what happened.
We got this.
I know.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry.
You said sorry.
I know. More than half of people new. Like to sing along with the radio, women more than men. Antoine, are you a sing along to the radio kind of guy?
Oh, yes.
Are you?
Yeah, without a doubt. I can't, unless I'm like in a somber type of mood. I have to have my car concert.
I thought maybe you would have, in a somber mood, you would, you know, put on I'm All Cried Out or something like that.
Oh, John Legend.
No, Monica, we need him to stay awake while he's driving. It's very important. My goodness.
Yeah.
Monica's definitely a singer, unfortunately, for the rest of us. Do you have to?
Windows down.
Really, the question is, is it windows down?
Yep.
Yeah. That's the best.
Well, no, there's a scientific reason for windows down for Monica is if they're up, she will crack them when she's singing in her very high voice.
Mariah Carey.
And shout out to the 13% of you who pick one radio station and never change it no matter what it's on. Hopefully it's
what?
Us.
What?
Never. This is... What do you mean, what, Monica?
Never change it.
They should be K92 Morning Thang and nothing else. Nothing else exists.
I like that.
That's what I say.
I like that.
Yeah. All right.
The rest of the day, I don't care what you do. If you want to turn it off at 10 and go do something else, fine.
It's up to you.
Share the wealth. But you know what?
Listen to the show.
6 to 10, there's no sharing. Kids, it's sometimes you don't have to share. You don't have to share everything. And that is definitely something I don't want to share. So happy National Radio Day.
Number two
trending. Fake it till you make it is a real thing.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because it's just, yeah, I think you just try to convince your brain. I find that life as a whole is mostly just trying to trick your brain into believing something, whatever it is.
The first thing I do every day. You, brain, you want to go to work.
And a happy National Radio Day. Look at that.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it is really a fight with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So I think about that in the mornings when I'm getting up, going to the gym. I'm like, this is stupid. Why am I up so early doing that? Then I get there. I'm like, okay, I'm happy I did it.
Fake it till you make
it. It's so funny because I think that every time you go to the gym. Every time you go. I'm like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Why are you doing it?
Why are you such a fool? What are you doing? Yeah, they say this study says that fake smiling, even when you're not happy, can trick your brain into feeling better.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Because the brain reads the muscle movements from a smile, and researchers say it releases the neuro blah, blah, blahs to encourage an emotionally positive state. So it really is that kind of like grinning through. All right.
But not too much. You don't want to come off crazy, though.
Yeah.
And see,
grind
not too much.
Down.
Fake smiling stresses me out because then I wonder if it looks awkward or not. Does it look like a real smile? And then I start thinking about that, and it makes me more stressed.
Well, I can tell you that your very angry face makes me awkward. So.
Number one.
This German law that they are proposing, again, not here because it would never fly here. I don't think it's even going to fly in Germany. But they proposed a new law that if you were a dog owner.
Yes.
You would be legally required to walk or otherwise exercise your dog at least twice a day for at least an hour.
An hour combined?
Yes.
So 2 hours total?
No, just like
combined.
Hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because people get dogs and they do nothing with the dog.
That's what they're saying. They're saying it would be illegal to leave your dog alone all day. And they would have to have human company for at least 4 hours a day.
Four hours a day.
I'll be home.
Sleeping time count?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm there. I'm sleeping a lot. I don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. But yeah, they say dogs are getting too fat, and we don't treat them We don't treat them like the pets that they deserve to be treated as.
Most dogs deserve more exercise than they typically get.
I would say there's a lot of dogs that are lazy, though. A lot of dogs don't want to go for a walk. I see those dogs. They don't look happy. They're just like, can I go home?
Those are the same kids that don't want to play outside. Make them go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You go outside. You find something to do out there.
You go play.
You go hide a bone.
But that's so much work. We can't even go to the gym for ourselves for an hour. Now we're working out the dog, and I just don't see it happening.
I ain't letting you back in here till dinner time.
You go outside and run around. Does that count if you put the dog outside and just let him run?
Without a doubt, it counts.
Run around.
Yeah.
Don't just sit there. Run around.
Get a box of tennis balls and just throw them out the window.
Need one of those tennis ball cannons so it'll take care of it by itself. Brand new birthday scam is next. The anti-American mattress. Also, I will be hosting Craigslist Price is Right. I have found some gems that you can buy locally. Some of it you may even drink if you dare. I kind of want to buy one of these. I'll explain.
Oh, boy.
K92. It's another morning thang birthday scam. K92 morning
thang. So today's scam is on Melanie, and her husband tells me that she works at a store that sells mattresses. So as we all know, what's the best way to do a birthday scam? With stupid customer service questions, because they got to be on the phone with you. So it is the birthday scam, the anti-American mattress on the K92 Morning Thang.
Thank you for calling. This is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie, y'all open right now?
Yes, we are. We are open until 7.
Okay, great. I'm looking for a mattress. You got those?
Yes, of course. That's our entire store.
Okay, good. Because I call Shoe Carnival before y'all, and no mattresses there. I mean, y'all ain't got shoes, right?
Of course not.
That's right. Of course not. Anyway, I'm looking for a mattress, and I heard that you guys are the best.
That's great. So, like I said, we're open till 7 if you want to come in and see our selection.
Okay. Here's the thing. I got some specific kinds of mattresses I'm looking for, so I just wanted to see if you have them before I waste my time coming in.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Y'all carry the Napoleon?
The Napoleon? I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So, my wife is short. You know, Napoleon. So she wants a short mattress, and a Napoleon is like this one where it's about 4 feet long, but then she's got these long arms, so it's wider. It's like 6 feet wide, so she can just spread her arms out at the same time.
I'm not sure that would even be comfortable.
Me either, but I'll tell you, Shorty gets what Shorty wants, and that's what she wants.
I have never heard of a mattress like this. Is this even real?
Of course it is. I saw it on the internet.
And how would that even be comfortable for you?
Oh, we don't sleep in the same bed on account of the snoring.
Oh, you snore.
Me? Shorty saws more logs than a lumberjack. But anyway, what about the Buffett bed?
The what?
I got this buddy. His bed's all super soft in the middle. Like, it sinks all the way down, almost sort of like a hammock or a cocoon or something. He says it's called a Buffett bed, like Jimmy Buffett, all them margaritas. So it's like you're at the beach or something, relaxing.
And he told you it was called a Buffett bed?
Well, no, I just assumed that was a style, though.
Okay, well, it isn't. It sounds like maybe your friend just has an old mattress.
You know, you're probably right, because old Stevie ain't much for buying nice things, or working, or showering even.
Okay, sir, I need to go if there's nothing else.
Oh, no, 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 I know how this works. You got to answer my questions. I am the customer, and my needs must be met.
Okay, yes, sir, is there anything else?
Yes. You carry the Liberty Spike mattress?
I have no idea what that is.
It's red, white, and blue, but then it's got those big needly spike things that people like to sleep on. It's all therapeutic. You ever tried it?
No, I have not. That sounds awful.
Oh, I see how it is.
What?
You hate America.
Mm-hmm. What?
Whoa.
Down with the Liberty Spike, down with America. Yep. You hate America. I figured it out. What are you, some kind of commie?
Okay, that's it.
No, no, you remember, I'm the customer.
I don't care. You will not speak to me this way, and this whole thing is stupid.
Very.
Seriously.
It is a birthday scam, though, so I guess it's supposed to be stupid. Hey, it's Zach from K92. You're on a birthday scam? Hi.
Oh, my God.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Happy hour. Power Triple Play is on the way to kick off your Thursday, but now, come on down. Woo! You're the next contestant on the Craigslist Price is Right, whether you like it or not.
Pick me!
I pick you. Antoine, okay. I picked you.
Thank you.
Monica?
Hello, pick me. I'm right here waving my hand. Hello, I tripped over the steps. Hello.
Oh, good, you fell. I like that. I pick you then, too. I love when they fall. Or they're just so overly excited.
I'm so excited.
Those are some of those little bits of things that you miss in the current climate of the world. Is Price is Right. Them running on down, high-fiving everybody, uncomfortable hugs, touching up on Drew Carey for no good reason, wacky shirts that they have on.
Oh, the shirts.
Yeah, none of that right now. Are they filming? You know what they're probably doing. They're probably filming new episodes now, and all the contestants are on flipping Zoom or something somewhere.
Oh, that would be so annoying.
And they see their thing, and then there's just a goofy little screen with their head on it. You know that's probably
That'd
happening.
Be the worst. Please no. Please
yeah,
no.
I know, but what else do you do? Show must go on, right? How do you figure it out? Well, here, you can participate safely from the comfort of your own home or car, wherever you are. So, I like that rhymed.
From your home or car or wherever you are. It's National Radio Day. From your home
Stop
or your car
off.
Or whatever you are.
You're showing off right now.
From the beaches to the bayou. How are you?
Oh, good gracious.
I like it. It's back when people had radio dials. That's what we're on the radio dial. So text in to 52353. And we're going to do a $20 Wendy's gift card because Wendy's is your official sponsor of the Happy Hour Triple Play. So we will kick it off right now. Wendy's has breakfast now, and it's awesome. So 52353, go ahead and text in. Who do you think is going to win? Will it be Antoine? Will it be Monica in the game? Let's go to the showcase now. Three items, all of them for sale locally. So if you would like to buy these, they are all legitimately for sale right now on Craigslist. Here we go. Number one, seems about that time in August to go back and realize I didn't ever actually want this Peloton bike, and that's what's for sale right now. So who
Peloton.
Wants a Peloton?
Ooh. Okay.
Yep. Peloton bike.
Condition.
Here we go. This is, you know what? I would say this is a condition that everyone expects of every Peloton bike. Purchased January 2020.
All right.
Less than 10 rides on it.
Good gracious.
Have original manual and tools. There you go. How much would you pay? The Peloton's weird because I don't even really understand how much they cost. I don't know. A lot. So that's what I know.
They're expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're pretty expensive.
Well, what you can get for what do you want to pay for a used Peloton? Go ahead, Monica. What do you believe is the asking price?
$1,000.
$1,000. If it matters to either of you, it is Generation 3.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't know how many generations it's been alive.
I don't either.
I'm going to say $2,000.
$2,000 for the Peloton bike. Well, one of you is close to the asking retail price of $800.
Correct.
$800. Wow.
Yeah, because they're like around $1,500, I think.
Is that what it is?
I feel like I looked online and they were like $2,400.
Well, that's probably Generation 5 or something. Or
yeah.
Something
that comes.
I'm sure, Antoine, there's a level that's $10,000. Even $800. See, we've actually scammed it to a situation where we think $800 sounds cheap.
Like, oh, that's a deal. That's a deal. I'm getting a bike and a video screen.
Yeah, and I guess you look at it this way, because this one, again, purchase in January, less than 10 rides on it. So if you purchase it now, I look forward to seeing your Craigslist listing in January of purchased in August, less than 10 rides on it, asking $700. Yes, I'll be ready for it. All right, congratulations to Monica. You win round one.
Wah, wah.
Let's go now to round two. Drink this if you dare. Who wants to buy a vintage beer can collection? So this is in Fincastle, and there's a lot of different beer cans here. Some of them open, like there's old Schlitz cans. They're just the wacky old cans. We have two old unopened. Oh, wait, though these are open. Empty Boone's Farm wine bottles.
Okay.
You would like those. But there are also some. There's three Miller High Life cans that are unopened.
So there's beer inside of these
cans. There's beer inside. Okay. Here's some 8 biker-related 1990s Harley Davidson cans. One is from 1998 Daytona Bike Week. Thank you very much. All unopened. So you could drink 30-year-old beer if you wanted to. Plus, you have a bunch of three J.R. Ewing unopened, but one has leaked down to half a can.
Leaked.
Yeah, I guess there's a hole.
I don't like leak.
I don't like that at all.
Dripping out. So it looks like there's a, I don't know, there's about 30 or 40 different random cans, some open, some unopened. What would you pay?
All right, I'm locked.
I'm locked.
Antoine, what do you say?
$93.
$93 from Antoine. Monica?
$21.
$21. She's not putting a lot of value on all these
beer
cans.
Nope.
Well, asking price is $20.
Wow.
Yeah, congrats. Look at that.
Wow.
Nailed it right there. Wow. $20. I kind of want to buy it, though.
Why?
Because.
And do what?
I don't know. Drink. We could drink one if we dare. Try it out. Something.
Nah. I already tell. I no. I'm not doing it.
With someone's, you know, we do some sort of challenge on the. If someone loses,
do you have any weeds you need to kill? Maybe it could kill weeds.
Yeah.
You know, with that beer.
Kill. You want to kill some grass?
Yeah. It's a weed killer.
I don't know. I was thinking it's $20 though.
It could probably get like the stain like off your bathtub or something if you pour it in there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. And then that way. Oh, Monica, do you remember the time? By the way, congratulations. You did. Do you remember when I poured beer in my yard? Do you remember that?
No. Why did you do that?
You remember I made the fertilizer thing that I found online? It was just how to make your own lawn stuff, and it had beer in it and something else, and you could put it all together into this concoction, because I used to, you know, be big into my lawn. Now I'm big into paying someone else for it. But I had this beautiful lawn, and I put this stuff on it, killed it. Yeah. Yeah, kids, don't trust the internet.
No.
Yep, there's your lesson
for
the day. And if you want to buy old beer and maybe sip on it, it's only $20. You can go ahead and do that. Congratulations, Monica. So we have the Happy Hour Triple Play coming up next.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Now, I like this story just because I think it's kind of funny. And I did see it yesterday. Well, actress Stacey Dash, her estranged husband. I know you like that, Zach.
Right, because it makes it sound strange. But you know what? In this case, because I saw this too, and this is ridiculous and awesome, he is a strange husband with his claims.
Yes, okay. Her estranged husband, Jeffrey, says that he wants out of the marriage. Why? Because he was hypnotized into marrying her in the first place. He said that they were together for 10 days before they were married, and he was hypnotized into it.
I could see that
so
being the
ridiculous.
Case.
It's ridiculous.
You could see
what?
Him being hypnotized?
I could see that. Okay. Stacey Dash, she hasn't, you know, been the best in the news the last couple of years.
No, she has not.
But when I saw Clueless, I was hypnotized, and I wanted to marry her, and when she was in Clueless, too. So I could see how it could happen.
And I would say that she looks great.
Oh, she does.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, 53 years old.
But did she really hypnotize
him,
though?
I think she did.
Hypnotize is one of those things where I'm always thinking to myself, is it really? Like, how does... I was hypnotized. And you see magicians that do it. Yeah, and make people cluck like a chicken. But I just don't see how it would happen. Because if it was a thing, I would have figured out by now how to hypnotize other people in my house to do my bidding. Or
it's a science to it. You gotta read books and things.
Oh, man. Books?
Okay. You gotta read books.
Oh, forget it. All right.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
Man,
I don't care.
No. Okay, well, you may want to check this out because Cardi B, she's putting out her own OnlyFans page. She's starting up her own account. Yeah, because, you know, with her new song with Nicki Minaj, WAP, whatever you want to call it. WAP. Anyway, she says that OnlyFans, you can check out the behind-the-scenes stuff. And if you watch the video, that's a lot, right?
I know. So that's what I started asking is, what's behind the scenes?
So
am I prepared for that? I don't think I'm prepared for whatever's behind the scenes.
I was like, I kind of want to check it out.
Oh, my God.
So,
I could see you signing up for it. I could see Monica signing up for it.
W-A-P.
I got all I needed.
This song, by the way, WAP or W-A-P, whatever you want to call it, because it stands for something that, if we want it to be our last day on the radio, I can go ahead and play
Worship
it.
And praise, Zach.
Yeah, worship.
That's what it stands
like
for.
That's what you feel like you have to do after you listen to it. Are you guys familiar with Leslie Jordan, the actor?
Yes, yes.
He was on Will and Grace.
Yeah.
He's an old dude. He's this short little gay guy, but he is
hilarious.
He's become very popular on like Instagram and TikTok and stuff since the coronavirus in particular. And so he just kind of, he has a funny little voice and he's just funny in the way he talks and he just does stuff all day. So this is him hearing that song for the very first time. He put it on his social media. So this is him hearing WAP.
7 days a week. Oh, Cardi B's new song, WAP, WAP, W-A-P, that's an acronym. Oh, Lord, no, I can't believe it. Well, that is just shocking. Oh, my God, they some holes in his ass. Oh, my Lord, I guess, I don't judge. To each his own. I guess every garbage can has its lid, but,
Oh, garbage can.
I love him. I love him, by the way, and his Instagram and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and I also have to tell you that I had the kids, you know, I take the kids out to play tennis and stuff like that, just keep them busy. And well, I had Beyonce on, her Beyonce station playing, so it was like Crazy in Love or put a
single ladies.
And then, single ladies, whatever. And well, Cardi B came on right after. Like no one was in the park at all. And then parents arrive, and that's the song that comes on.
Of course.
I had to hurry up and stop the music. I was like, that is not part of the Beyonce.
You know, and I'll tell you what, let that be a little lesson for everybody as we get in this whole world. If you have so many different choices, if you can have a Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, or, you know, versus your regular radio here, they're always screwing you over on those computer-generated ones because there's just no filter. Even I'll put an alternative radio station on sometimes at the house, and it's just every other song is bleep this and bleep that, and it's, you look over and
like,
your son's
going,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can make you this promise right now. We ain't never going to WAP around here.
Ever.
No WAP.
It's not open for discussion.
Exactly. The next song will be safe.
We can edit.
Ish.
We can get a safe
How
edit.
You going to get an edit of that? Is it going to say, it will,
that's it.
Leap out. Yeah.
That's it right there.
Whap.
That was it.
Thank you very much.
Hit.
That was it. Let's go ahead and do the triple play.
Set the tone for your day. It's the happy hour triple play on the K92 Morning Thing. The K92 Morning Things. Ghost Hunters.
What happened here?
So
we need answers.
I want to know. I need an answer.
This is very intriguing because Cheyenne goes out with Nathan. They've known each other for quite some time at work. Friends, flirty, that whole thing happens all the time. Then they start dating and it's not quite the same magic. But very rarely does it end up where somebody ghosts the girl and the entire job.
Just gone.
He quit. So Nathan has agreed to come on with us, but only us. So Cheyenne is on hold and she'll hear what happened and we'll get her reaction. Mm-hmm. But we say good morning to Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Nathan, for the love, what happened?
Dude, so pretty big thing. I'm wondering if Cheyenne told y'all. Did she give you like any good details?
The details I know are that you were friends at work, co-workers. You went on 4 dates, and then, in her words, poof, you were gone, and you quit.
Did she tell you that she was pregnant?
Nope.
She did not.
That would be a no on
no,
that one.
We didn't get that information.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pregnant, and I know for a fact, like, the baby's not mine.
And how do you know that?
Well, because we made out a bunch, but we never went all the way. So
It's
definitely not mine, thank goodness.
So she is pregnant, and you know this how?
Yeah. Well, she left one of those pregnancy test things out on her dresser. And I was like, oh, man, is this going to be like a line, two lines? It just said yes. So she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. That is a lot to process.
Yeah.
Now you swear you had no involvement in that way.
No.
But that was enough for
it's mine.
All right. Now I understand that, and I believe you on that. But that was enough to ghost and quit your job all at once.
Well, she was just being so weird. It felt like she was trying to like lock me down and make me think I was the dad or something. I don't know. That's something like you should like tell someone that you're dating or you're going on some dates with.
Okay. Now, if the stick was just there, then I guess she just found out.
Yeah.
So maybe she was trying to process all of this as well.
Yeah. I mean.
But who leaves those?
I was asking her about it, and like she just started crying, saying that she had like a one night stand. So I left. I got out of there. I quit my server job, and I got another one.
Okay. So you did say something to her.
Yeah. Of course I did.
Okay. And it got real ugly to the point that you felt like you were going to somehow be drawn into all of this.
Yeah, it seemed like this big old mess. She's got to figure some stuff out because she's trying to get everyone else into like her chaos, and I can't be a part of that.
And you didn't want to be a part of that so much so that you said, you know what, I don't really even care about this job that much. I am cutting the cord on all of it.
So you feel like she was trying to set you up.
Yeah, she was absolutely trying to set me up.
You know, I will be honest. I had a time earlier in my life, I had a friend who confessed her love to me, and I knew that it was going to be very, very messy. And I had come to the conclusion that I had to move.
You moved away.
I moved to Ohio.
I will see. So Nathan
did
move.
I moved.
And Nathan, you know, he said that he doesn't want to be involved in a mess, and he feels like she's trying to pull him into the mess. So I don't blame Nathan for leaving a job either.
Yeah.
Because if while you may not be intimately involved, that mess is still there.
It is there.
Okay. Well, so yeah, that it actually makes some sense and is all just is very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Very unusual. So, but you're happy with where you are right now, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm good. I got out of there. I saw those red flags and I said bye.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you sharing those details with us, and because those are very personal details for everybody involved. So we wish you all the best and thank you for coming on with us, Nathan.
All right. Sweet. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, we got to get reaction from Cheyenne, but I need a minute because she did not mention that. She didn't mention that, right? I feel like I remember that.
I think we would remember.
Okay.
You asked a question.
All right.
She didn't say that.
Let's find out next.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I would say so. A little bit of a twist.
K92 morning, thanks. Ghost Hunters.
Cheyenne gets ghosted. Says, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of left out one major detail, though.
One little part of the story.
The pregnancy. And she heard what Nathan had to say about the whole thing, and we are now bringing her back. Hello, Cheyenne.
Hi.
So
Nathan is such a freaking ass.
But he said he felt like there was pressure, there was stuff being put on him.
Being put on him, like he literally found the pregnancy test on my dresser. Like I didn't even bring it up to him. Like,
why would you leave it there, though?
I don't know. I was kind of in shock. It wasn't like planned, obviously. Like, I'm sorry. I'm upset right now. And I don't know. Like, even if Nathan and I didn't end up together, I thought we had like a friendship. And then he just, like, my chaos.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, I don't want to give...
People get pregnant all the time. It's not like I'm underage or something.
True.
Like, I just
I don't want to give a negative sort of vibe to that, because, you know, there's a life involved there.
Right.
Though I can see it from his point of view of, this is a lot.
And he's not ready to jump into the bat.
Right. And it sounds
position.
Like, I mean, what you
who
said...
Who acts like that? Like, I mean, he sent me a text that said congrats. I thought he was upset about something else because, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, just nice and he just disappears. And, I don't know.
But can you see where that would freak somebody out? And I guess also what he was probably seeing is this relationship, it was going somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all had four what sounded like successful dates. And that to me is, there's kind of the next step.
Yeah.
And then he thinks...
I'd
oh
be
my.
Prepared to be a dad.
It's more than just dating. Yeah. It's fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can cause someone to freak out.
Like, I'm just saying, like, I have to, I'm like, I'm going to be a mom regardless. So to just disappear, like, it's some kind of, like, horrible thing. It's just, it's just hitting me like a ton of bricks right now. And
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I have my answer. Okay.
Okay. Bye. All right. Well, I mean, I do appreciate you coming on with us. Okay. She's gone.
Yeah.
She's out.
That was rough.
That is rough.
But I can see both sides.
Yeah.
She thinks, well,
I can't see her side.
Yeah, where
when she started talking.
Yeah, he's a friend to her.
And yeah.
She valued that friendship.
He left her at a time that she needed it. But that is a lot of pressure. If you have had four dates, it is going down that road.
Mm-hmm.
And now you think this is going to be extreme.
Yeah.
And they are not exactly the same. But when I had a friend of mine who, she was a very, very good friend of mine. And she sort of expressed to me, I have feelings for you. And I knew... Part of the problem that caused me to freak out was that I knew that if we went out, even on one date, we were going from zero to together forever and in love immediately because there was no finding out period. We already knew each other for many years and I knew where her feelings were.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of pressure to sort of be all or nothing right there. And I did kind of freak out a little bit.
Yeah, but Cheyenne and Nathan had that friendship
I understand
beforehand.
That. I'm not saying it's right. And I don't think there really isn't a right or wrong on this one.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, it's messy.
It is messy.
What it is. And, you know, we can only hope, and we're going to reach back out to Cheyenne and just make sure that she's okay and smooth everything over. And I'm sure we can do that. And it's just, it's a very emotional time to be in. But this is just a mess, a hot mess right there. And you want to be a good friend and you want to be there for somebody. And that I understand. And he kind of left her in that position. But I also understand both sides.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do appreciate everybody sharing the details of it. And if you would like to be on a future Ghost Hunters.
Hey.
I mean, do you want to give us the details ahead of time, too? That is also very helpful. Hit us up here on the K92 Morning Thing.
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Now, I got a kid who had something up his nose for 2 years. I don't know if you saw this story or not.
Oh, no.
You may have because it's been all over the place the last couple days. Two years up there.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, what was up there?
Well, I have a situation where something may not be what it seems. What was found in this woman's luggage going through an airport?
Luggage. I was waiting for what body part did she have something that was found?
All right. This girl says that her boyfriend is just being gross. What is he doing?
Okay. 2 years up his nose. What was up there? Was it A, an eraser, B, candy corn, or C, a Lego?
I'm going to go with Lego.
I think Lego.
I'm going Lego.
Monica, what do you say?
Lego.
Lego, you're Lego? Yeah, you're both right.
Correct!
2 years, Lego up this kid's nose, and then he blew his nose and it finally fell out.
How did you get Lego stuck up your nose?
I did it by purpose.
Were you a bit?
I did it by purpose, in case you're wondering. Mm-hmm. That's him saying I did it on purpose.
Purpose.
Were you a bit worried when it didn't come out?
I was frightened and surprised. It was almost 2 years.
And could you feel it up there?
It was itchy.
So back...
Okay. When I was frightened.
And surprised.
Samir was 5 years old when he stuffed this Lego up his nose. Samir is seven now. And doctors in New Zealand assured his parents that it would most likely just make its way through the digestive tract and poop out and whatever. And so they kind of just forgot about it. 2 years later, Lego.
He blew his nose. I wonder if it was like the single, like the yellow piece where it's just like one dot.
It's got to be the one dot.
Or maybe even the long one.
Well, if it's a long one, that's impressive to hang up there. I was thinking maybe even the one dot flats. You know, the little one dot flats?
Uh-huh.
Those teeny tiny.
The little gray ones, I think.
Jam that up there. And you think, how could this ever happen? And I am here to just remind you that my daughter had an eraser in her ear for an entire year. And I had no idea.
I blame the parents.
How was I supposed to know, Antoine? I had no idea.
She said she had an earache, and you said, nah, you're good.
Check it out.
I took her to the doctor. I did take her to the doctor. She did say that she had...
Sleep it off.
Remember, she had an earache or whatever it was, but we took her to the doctor, and the doctor told us that she had a large amount of earwax. She just had an unnatural amount of earwax, and we had to clean out her ears and blah, blah, blah. Turns out what the doctor was looking at was an eraser. He just had no idea at the time. But yeah, 1 year, and all of a sudden, just minding our own business, she's in the back seat. We're on the way home from her dance recital. She's like 6 years old. She goes, so one time in the first grade, I put an eraser in my ear, and it's still there. Excuse me, what?
She was ready. She was ready because you run out of erasers and stuff. It happens.
I know. Finally, she's like, I got to fix his homework. And I just, I've been leaning my head over and rubbing it on and just ain't working no more. So yeah, it does happen. I'll tell you what. Let's see. Go ahead, Antoine. Yeah.
Well, this woman, she got stopped in the airport because something was found in her luggage. What was found? Was it A, a bunch of Popeye's chicken sandwiches?
Ooh.
B, 3 bags of urine? Or 4 human bones.
Oh, my God.
I'm going C.
Of course you would go C.
Of course you would.
You want it to be Z.
I am really want it to be A, because the other two are just so unpleasant. So please be A. I don't think it is, but I feel like it's... I'm just A.
All right. Well, Monica was right.
Human
bones.
That means you're wrong.
A wooden box. And there were the bones of her dead husband, her late husband.
Oh, God.
And so they stopped.
So he's still on the trip.
It was mother, daughter, and these bones.
Did she kill him?
And so that's what they had to bring doctors in and lawyers in and all of that. He had died 10 years prior, and they wanted to give him a proper burial. So where the mother and the daughter were going, that's where they wanted to leave his remains.
Where had he been?
But you're able to take the bones?
No, you get stopped at TSA, in case you're wondering.
I wanted to keep my tooth, and they told me no. I wanted to keep my placenta, and they told me no.
Following the short investigation, the mother and the daughter were allowed to continue on their journey with the box of remains.
Oh, great. And you know what? I end up sitting next to them. That's what happens. I'm either sitting next to them, or I'm sitting next to Monica. Just either one. Very unpleasant. What's your story, Monica? What you got?
She's saying to her boyfriend, he is gross. What is he doing?
Yeah, what is he doing?
Is he A, peeing in a glass?
Okay.
B, licking his plate? C, sneezing into plastic bags?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. It's going to be C. It's going to be C.
All right, I'm going to, with hope. Please be B.
It's going to be C.
Is it B?
You both are wrong. He's peeing in the glass. And the reason he's peeing in the glass is because he says in the middle of the night when he wakes up, it's hard to go back to sleep when going to the bathroom. So he has his glass of water on the table on the nightstand. When he drinks his glass of water, he's done with it. So he pees in it. Later in the night.
Circle
and
of
sets
life.
It back on the table.
I see
and
the
she was
logic.
Like, why are you doing that? She said, one day it's going to get you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One day you're going to wake back up. You're going to drink your own.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. That's why I'm not super mad at this guy, because he's going to get his. He's going to be delirious. He's going to be all thirsty. He's going to forget that he peed. Yep. And he's going to, again, circle of life, send it all back in again.
Uh-huh.
There are some boxers that live by this circle of life. They will drink their own urine because it recycles the nutrients.
Sure. All right. Well, on that note, there's nothing left to say. Backwards, backwards game is next. The Adventures of Old Lady Monica here on The Thang.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.